You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, a winning day on Thursday. And my, oh my, is it nice to say that. So let's recap the winning card for you. I cash on Tampa Bay. I had the first five run line there. Their bullpen actually held up. Could have bet the full game, but I'll cash the first five and smile about it. I cash on Texas. They get the job done on the money line. It was a slugfest there. It was an emotional roller coaster ride. But in the end, the Rangers had enough offense to get the job done, and I cashed the ticket. I lose on Boston. I had them on the money line against Cleveland. And the fate of Carlos Carrasco is not working out for me. Yeah, he was tough as nails again. Put some guys on like he tends to do, but he danced out of trouble. Ultimately, he leaves with the lead. Ends up getting tied there, but in the end, Cleveland once again wins it, and I lose the wager. Miami and Chicago over the eight, postponed because of weather, so no action there. So my night came down to Arizona and San Francisco. I had the Nerfy. I cashed the Nerfy. Then I had the first five under 4.5. That finishes 1-0, and I get to cash that ticket. So a 4-1 day. I'll take profit anytime I can get it, and now we'll look to string something together today. But let's start in the NBA. It's playoff time again. Elimination games. Game number one. I'm on the Chicago Bulls plus the 1.5 at the Miami Heat. So injuries are a part of the game. And unfortunately, these two teams know that all too well. The Bulls are playing good defense. DeMar DeRozan and Kobe White can deliver the offense in the clutch. With no Jimmy Butler for Miami, I'll back the Bulls on the road here. Give me Chicago plus the 1.5 on the road at Miami. Then game number two in the NBA, I'm going to back New Orleans plus the 1.5 against the Sacramento Kings. So the first instinct here was without Zion to bet the Kings, but not so fast. Sacramento's coming off the big emotional win over Golden State. The Kings are still without their third and sixth leading scorer, that being Monk and Herter, and they are on the road. I think the Pelicans still have enough weapons to keep the season going. So give me New Orleans plus the 1.5 at home over Sacramento. So that'll do it for the NBA. I'll have some prop bets in the newsletter. But now let's get to the card for Major League Baseball. Before we get to the card, though, let's talk about splits for a moment. With the sample size increasing, I'm going to start to lean on hitting splits a bit more. My measurement of choice is OPS. That's on-base percentage plus slugging percentage. So I'll reference OPS most of the season, the rest of the way in a lot of these handicaps. So some splits of note year-to-date in Major League Baseball. I'm looking for teams with a big differential when they face a lefty versus a righty. You guys know I lean heavily on these first five wagers, so that's an even bigger factor when it comes to my handicap. The Washington Nationals stand out as one of the biggest differences out there. They are number 4 in OPS against lefties, but they're number 30 in OPS against righties. 26-spot difference. I'd call that significant. They're really good at hitting against one and really bad hitting against the other. Another team of note with their splits, the Cincinnati Reds. They're number 2 when hitting against a lefty. They're number 26 when hitting against a righty. 24 spots of differential there. Number 3 team for a split of note in my mind, the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're number 9 against righties. They're number 25 against lefties. That's a 16-spot difference. So once again, I will reference OPS a ton the rest of the way here in Major League Baseball. With that being said, let's play a game based on the splits. It's a first five-run line. It's the Houston Astros minus the half a run at the Washington Nationals at a minus 110. So the Astros are number 1 in OPS against lefties. Surprise, surprise, given their record. Mackenzie Gore is a lefty going for the Nationals. He's had a really good season, so it's actually tough to go against him in this game. Meanwhile, it's 41-year-old Justin Verlander making his season debut, and he's had a couple tough rehab starts in the minors with a 14.14 ERA and a 2.29 whip. So you could bet the over here. I could make a strong argument for that. The Nationals, though, rank number 30 once again in OPS against righties. Verlander's a righty, so I'm going to back the splits against recent form. Give me the Astros minus the half a run of the first five at the minus 110. Note here, I would like to back the Reds tomorrow against a lefty, but no line has been posted on that wager yet. I believe we're still waiting on the starter for Cincinnati, so that's why no lines are out there quite yet. But I will probably have the Reds in the newsletter once numbers do post. Next up on the card, first five-run line. It's the Minnesota Twins minus the half a run against the Detroit Tigers at the plus 100. So Joe Ryan goes for the Twins. Last out, he gave up three runs over six innings at Detroit, striking out 12. I wanted to bet the Tigers under 1.5 in the first five, but Joe Ryan has given up a two-run homer in back-to-back games. So the bloop and blast kind of scared me away. Neither team is scoring. The Tigers rank 26th in baseball. The Twins rank 28th in baseball. Jack Flaherty goes for the Tigers. He gave up three runs over 6 1/3 last out at Minnesota, or against Minnesota. That was at home for him. He gave up six runs over six innings the game prior against Oakland. A 4.25 ERA in 2022, a 4.99 ERA last season, and a 4.91 ERA this season. The under 4.5 in the first five might be a good bet, but I decided to back my Twinkies at home as they look to end the losing skid. Give me Minnesota on the first five-run line, minus the half a run at even money here at the plus 100.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Next up on the card, it's another first five-run line. It's the Milwaukee Brewers minus the half a run at the St. Louis Cardinals at the plus 105. So Freddy Peralta gets the call for the Brew Crew, a 2.55 ERA and a 0.68 whip on the season. The Cardinals have had some success against him, eight homers and 102 at-bats, so that does concern me a bit. Meanwhile, it's Kyle Gibson. He's going for the Cardinals. He has a 6.16 ERA this season. After back-to-back starts, giving up four or more runs against Arizona and Miami, Gibby has struggled over the last three-plus years, and Brewer bats have three homers in just 45 at-bats against him. Milwaukee ranks number two in OPS against righties, so that's enough for me. I'll take the first five-run line here with Milwaukee Brewers, minus the half a run at St. Louis at the plus 105. Next up on the card, it's another first five-run line. It's the Baltimore Orioles, minus the half a run at Kansas City at a plus 105. So some plus money's on my card here today. Dean Kramer gave up eight runs over four innings against the Brewers last time out for Baltimore. He has a career 4.38 ERA. One start against Kansas City this year. He lasted 5 1/3 innings, giving up three runs, including a pair of dingers. Meanwhile, Alex Marsh had his lone good start this season against Baltimore. He went seven innings, giving up just one run on only two hits. Yeah, the O's couldn't hit him, and they've been hitting almost everyone this year. Marsh had a 5.69 ERA last season with a 1.56 whip. I do expect the script to flip in the rematch, so give me Baltimore once again on the first five-run line, minus the half a run at Kansas City at the plus 105. Next up on the card, more plus money on the card. It's a first five money line, and I'm going to back the Colorado Rockies against the Seattle Mariners. Once again, money line, not run line. So young righty Emerson Hancock will go for the Mariners. One good and two bad starts this season. A 7.98 ERA and a 1.43 whip. Not the best numbers to bring to Coors Field. Dakota Hudson will toe the rubber for the Rockies, 4.15 ERA on the season with a 1.27 whip. He still managed to give up three or more runs in all three starts this season with zero quality starts. Seattle ranks 27th in runs scored. Colorado air should help, but I'm still going to back Colorado at home in the first five here. So give me the Rockies on the money line over Seattle at the plus 110. And to wrap up the card here for you, it's a Nerfy. It's the Chicago White Sox at the Philadelphia Phillies at the minus 115. So the White Sox are dead last in scoring. The Phillies rank 22nd. Garrett Crochet goes for the White Sox. Three good starts, one bad start this year. He has a 0.84 whip on the season. He has 31 strikeouts over just 22 and two-thirds innings. He has a career 2.92 ERA over 95 and two-thirds big league innings. High upside based on what we've seen so far from the 24-year-old. Meanwhile, it's Spencer Turnbull going for the Phillies. He has a career 4.42 ERA, a 1.80 ERA this season after three starts. If the White Sox score in the top of the first, I'll tip my cap. On the surface, this looks like a really good Nerfy to me. So give me the White Sox and the Phillies. No runs in the first inning at the minus 115. Wow, I'm a little rusty here tonight, I guess. But here, let's recap the card for Friday. In the NBA, I'm on the two underdogs, the Chicago Bulls plus the 1.5 at the Miami Heat. I'm on the New Orleans Pelicans plus the 1.5 against the Sacramento Kings. Major League Baseball, a ton of first five run lines here for you. I'm on the Houston Astros minus the 0.5 run at the Washington Nationals at the minus 110. I'm on the Minnesota Twins on the first five run line minus the 0.5 run against the Detroit Tigers, even money at the plus 100. First five run line, I'm on the Milwaukee Brewers, minus the 0.5 run at the St. Louis Cardinals at a plus 105. First five run line, I'm on the Baltimore Orioles, minus the 0.5 run at the Kansas City Royals at a plus 105. First five money line, not run line, got to call that one out. I'm on the Colorado Rockies against the Seattle Mariners at the plus 110. Then my Nerfy, I'm on the White Sox and the Phillies. No runs in the first at the minus 115. So that's my card for Friday. Enjoy the games as always and manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.